Hello.
Hello. Is David Riley there?
This is David Riley.
Good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. But first, are you we are an independent research company, and we would like to hear your opinion about the 2024 elections and some general questions about the country. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Am I in a place to do what?
Are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. First, just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian,
and Native African American?
Thank you very much. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Well, I'll probably vote.
Thank you. What is your age?
I'm 78.
Thank you. Please rate your level of motivation for voting in next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 and 10.
I'd say 5.
Thank you. Some people care a lot about politics, while politics is less important to other people. How important would you say politics is to your personal identity? Is it very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not important at all?
Not too important.
Thank you. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Democrat.
And would you call yourself strong Democrat or not strong Democrat?
They're strong.
Strong, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country...
I worked all weekend.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. And when you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most? Is it the Federal Reserve raising interest taxes, the big business and corporate price gouging and greed, Republicans in Congress, the Biden administration and their
Republicans.
Policies?
Republicans.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want their member of Congress to focus on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use 10 if it's the most important, 5 if it's somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods.
5.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants.
I don't understand.
Creating a pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants. Is that not important at all, somewhat important, or extremely important of an issue for you to have your member of Congress focus on?
Not important.
On a scale from 0 to 10?
5.
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Pardon me?
Fighting back against the rise of white nationalism.
Fighting against?
White nationalism.
I don't fight against that.
And on a scale from 0 to 10? were zeroed. Reforming the criminal justice system to hold police more accountable by providing oversight from the Department of Justice.
What is this concern? What is this about?
Yes, these are just general questions about the country. And, of course, this is related to the 2024 election.
Yeah, I'm not really that interested in the election.
Oh. Or is there somebody else at home who would like to take the survey?
I'm not at home.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you very much for your time, sir. Have a wonderful day.
You do the same.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.